What we're doing is providing basic needs so that others can actualize their dreams.
My name is Jeremy Kirschbaum, and in 2010, I went to Ghana, West Africa to study with the Education Abroad program. I really felt like I was there to observe originally and to study. And when I was there and started to actually interact with people, it became clear that I wasn't there to study. I wasn't there to watch them as if it was a movie. What really got me involved was when I met our now director, Yao Nuchuga, who was on the University of Ghana campus where we were staying with the Education Abroad program students. We became friends, and he mentioned that he lived in a village called Blitoji in the Volta region of Ghana, and that it was quite beautiful, and that it was above some waterfalls, and that I should come with him. So we traveled there, and while we were there, we went on a long hike to Togo and encountered a woman who was living in the bush around the village of Blitoji. And when she saw us, she immediately stood up and began gesticulating and yelling in Ewe, which is the native language there. And what she said to us was, you know, if you foreigners want to come to Ghana, fine. If you guys want to come to Togo, fine. But don't come and see us like this and then leave us like this. It makes us feel like we're being watched, like we're zoo animals. And so that caused a real change in my thinking, that I wasn't there just to study. I wasn't there just to experience, that I actually needed to be doing something while I was there. So it was at that point we began talking with Yao and talking with the village to see what could be done there to improve the lives of the people there and what needed to be done first. And so Rise of Development Collective was started around this need for a health clinic in the village of Blitoji. The village of Blitoji is nestled right in the rainforest, besides the farmland that surrounds it. So it's on top of a mountain, and there's no road and no hospital clinic. So that causes a lot of problems every year for women in labor, especially, have to be carried down the mountain on a stretcher, and it causes a lot of deaths. Young children who get basic sicknesses such as malaria or diarrhea sometimes don't make it down in time. There's a partially built health clinic in the village. They started in 2007 and got like the foundations and part of the walls done, but the project was abandoned, as often happens for a variety of reasons in these rural areas. It could be political. There's a lot of storylines depending on who you talk to, you know. But we saw this need, and we heard the need from the village and spent a while deciphering that that was actually what was needed in the village. We worked very closely with the chieftaincy and council of elders in the village in everything that we do. And so we did a lot of dialogue with them and then started a couple of different strategies for raising funds for the clinic, the first of which being the ecotourism program that we helped the village start in 2010. And that still runs to this day. We don't run the program. We don't see any of the finances from that ecotourism program. We don't do any marketing for them. They run it all themselves. But we were part of starting it up. And so that started generating a bit of money. And we saw that it wouldn't be enough to build the clinic. I mean, it will be $150,000, about 5 to 10 year project. So we started doing other things, advocating with the government. We launched a media campaign in Ghana, and it got us a lot of attention. But it really became clear that most of the work for fundraising would need to be done in the United States in collaboration with the village over there. So now what we do on this side is we throw a lot of different kinds of events, like music events from local artists. And one strategy that we use is selling Ghanaian beads. We sell them at events that we throw, and it so far helped us raise over $1,000 towards building the clinic, and we hope to expand on it and continue. To build the actual structure is the easiest part. After that, we both have to first research what equipment should go in there and decide what equipment we can put in there. Will there be people there to fix the equipment after we put it in there? How much money will we need to replace the equipment later? And then the third step after that will be getting people in the clinic to operate the equipment we put in there. Our biggest success is that we've finished the walls and the roof on the clinic. So it looks like a building now, which we're very excited about. With $500 more, we'll be able to finish the exterior doors and windows, which we're really excited about because then the wind will stop blowing our roof off. Sometimes we've had a couple of repair mishaps, but it's really turned into a community grassroots project. We work a lot with the students on campus, and it's become a way for this community to really reach out
into the globalized world and help another community. We like to call it community to community. I think my favorite moment of this project so far was when we were starting to get the ecotourism project running. We had finished dinner and they took out the drums and they started drumming. And so the Californians got up and started dancing too, and they were dancing with the kids and everyone was laughing and smiling, and just that moment of shared experience and that kind of like pure learning that only comes from being there and from all being in the same place and being able to see each other is what really builds bridges and kept us going this far through the IRS tax forms and kind of daily shenanigans.